the lottery question is, Mississippi is one of a handful of states that doesn't have a lottery. 44 states and D.C. already do this. And, of course, there are arguments for it. There are also arguments against it, all credible ones. But the trend is, over time, state governments have adopted lotteries as a means of generating new revenue in a way that does not, is not a tax, right? This is a, you can elect to do, to play the lottery or elect not to play the lottery. So it's a user fee in a way that if you simply don't want to play it or pay into it, you don't have to. And one of the things I found in my research over the years is a benefit of lotteries to states that sometimes goes unrecognized. They're very low cost in terms of overhead. So it doesn't take a large staff or a lot of government money to administer and run a lottery. So there's more revenue coming in. There's very little expenditure on the overhead side. And some numbers that I had tracked down before session started, because I wanted to see, you know, I was looking at the idea of potential cost estimates, revenue estimates. And I looked at Arkansas and Louisiana, or the states that border us that have lotteries. Arkansas, the state government there brings in over $85 million a year in revenue. Louisiana, nearly $178 million a year. And so what that means is those states have that revenue to spend on some kind of budget priority that we don't. It's hard to say, you know, with a state like ours that maybe just enacts a lottery, how much we might make in the early years or which one of those we might be closest to. I don't know that just yet. But one of the things that a lottery could help us do in the state that's frequently cash-strapped is find a source of revenue to support an urgent need. And I've heard some legislators of the Capitol say this, and I agree with them completely. A lottery is not the magic bullet, right? It's not going to solve all the problems of every budget item that needs attention. But it's revenue coming in that we didn't have prior to that. So let's just take the lowball number. Let's say we're in the Arkansas ballpark and we can get in, you know, $85.2 million in the first year or early years of the lottery, like they're getting there. That's $85 million we're missing out on now.